farmers market strong in our neighborhood, in our state of Michigan. How do you make the most of a farmers market? And I'm going to turn to you, Grace DeRoche, a registered dietitian, certified diabetes educator, certified health coach, busy lady with the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Good morning to you, Grace.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. I love farmers markets. So this is right up my alley.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to follow up right away. Why do you love farmers markets?
So one of the most important things that I think are beneficial about a farmers market is, one, you get to try and sample sometimes from the farmer. Two, it gives you an opportunity to kind of go with the family, have some family fun, enjoy some really fresh produce. And here's the thing, we are so lucky because we have over 340 farmers markets in Michigan, and Blue Cross is very happy to sponsor that with the Michigan Farmers Market Association. But because of that, we can get fresh produce literally from farm to table where the nutrients are really dense. And so you're getting a really good fruit or vegetable at that time when it's in season.
Yes, and I imagine with your credentials, it's important to make this a good habit of our eating, right?
Yes, and I think with a family and like the community building, and the farmers are so knowledgeable, I definitely like go to them for some gardening tips and get some information from them when I'm there, which is really nice and I think helpful, and also can encourage the family to try new foods.
Great. Well, I'm going to get into some discussion when it comes to how to make the most of my trip to the farmers markets, and I'll tag team with you a bit. First of all, how important is it to plan ahead?
So if you're good about meal planning and kind of looking at what's in season, it can actually help you drive what your menu can look like for that week or for the month. Because we're really lucky, especially right now, there's a lot of things in season in Michigan. We have raspberries, there's cherries, we have blueberries coming in, broccoli, cabbage, greens, zucchini, one of my favorites. So it's a good way to help menu plan as you're trying to eat healthier throughout the summer.
Give me the essence of you know, how am I going to get the best bang for my buck? Do I need to be first in line?
So this is what I usually tell people. If you want, you know, the best selection and best choice, especially of like the super popular items, I would go first thing in the morning. If you're looking for a little bit of a bargain, because the farmers don't like to waste, so go later in the day when the farmers market is going to end, because they're probably going to be more willing to barter with you a little bit. Ooh. On what you're going to buy.
You mentioned earlier the opportunities to maybe even before I buy, try like a taste test.
Yes. So often, and this is one way, I mean, Costco will give you samples, but at the farmer's market, it's fresh and delicious and it's right there. So even if you're walking by and you're kind of looking at the heirloom tomatoes, they'll be like, do you want to try that? You know, I'm like, yes, I do. Or the nectarines or whatever it is. So they'll let you try it on the spot, and then you can decide, is this, you know, the flavor that I'm looking for in these blueberries?
You recommend to ask about animal products. Can you expand here?
Yes. So oftentimes, I think people think farmers markets are just fruits and vegetables, but actually, there's a lot more that a farmers market offers. Some of them have meat, everything from chicken to beef to pork, eggs, dairy products, honey, and sometimes they even have things that they make. Sometimes they can and freeze some of their own produce to make jellies or jams, or they'll pickle different vegetables as well. So a great way to, one, try something that maybe you haven't tried, but also experience that farm fresh produce in a way that's already pre-made for you.
Cool. Grace DeRoche with us, registered dietitian and more, sharing tips to make the most of our farmers markets. What's another tip?
I would say, so if you are interested, and I get this question a lot too, in organic produce, or how are the farmers, are they using pesticides? Just ask them. They are great at really telling you what they do, what's the best way, when something was harvested. So this is actually a very interesting fact. Oftentimes you will see in a grocery store, and not that there's anything wrong with grocery stores. I love a good grocery store too. But it will say it's local. But sometimes that could have even still traveled about 1,200 miles and taken some time before it actually got on the grocery shelf, where usually when we're buying at the farmer's market, it's less than 50 miles, and they sometimes picked it the night before that morning. So I think that's also interesting to think about, is when was that specific thing harvested?
Sure. Tell me more about stocking up on seasonal products. Is that something one could do when it comes, when we talk about planning ahead? Can I buy my broccoli now and save it for later?
Yes. So I love talking to the farmers about this too, and I've done this with my kids. If you ask the farmers, you know, do you have a you pick farm where you could go and pick it yourself, pick different berries or different, usually we do berries in our family, but apples even. So it's interesting to know if they do that. And then I like to buy a lot of them. So I just did this with blueberries, and then I freeze some, and then I put them in smoothies and oatmeal. But you could do that with anything, whether you buy it in bulk from the farmer or you pick it yourself at the farm, and make it a fun family event, and then save it for the future and throughout the year.
Awesome. Buy and preserve, again, staying on this planning ahead where canning and freezing is recommended?
Yes. So if you were going to buy broccoli, and let's say you wanted to pickle a bunch of different vegetables, that's one of my favorite ways to kind of preserve some of the seasonal vegetables that we have. Great, easy ways that you can do that. You can find online, you can talk to the farmer themselves and find out, you know, is this good in a jelly or a jam? Should I mix it with something else? What's the best way to pickle? Do you like white vinegar, apple cider vinegar? And they'll tell you, and they know a lot. I know a little, but the farmers really know a lot. Well, and it's a fun way to then, again, enjoy it throughout the year.
Well, that's awesome. Well, and again, back to the art of proper nutrition. When it's in our own backyard, get her done and take advantage of that enjoy the farmer's products, right?
Yeah, and I would say, too, another thing to check out is, you know, I love Fulton Street Farmer's Market by you guys, and there's also Westside Farmer's Market. Oftentimes online, or even the day of, you can go and get kind of a list of what farmers are there and what produce they're selling that day. So it kind of gives you a heads up so you can take a peek and know what different farmers have available for you to enjoy.
Great. All right. How do we find out more information about this and your practice, Grace?
So we have tons of information, from recipes to farmers market tips to a list of farmers markets across Michigan at ahealthiermichigan.org.
Keep up your good work, and off to the farmer's market we go. Take care.
Yay.